This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. By early August, the city of Eureka will need a new police chief. Current Chief Andy Mills told multiple news outlets yesterday that he will resign as chief of police in Eureka in late July or early August to accept the chief's position with the city of Santa Cruz. Mills is quoted as saying family reasons, including the desire to be closer and more accessible to grandchildren, were the primary cause of his decision. Mills was hired by Eureka in December of 2013, and it was just a few weeks later he was standing on 8th Street giving a press conference following the horrific murder of Father Eric Freed. It was an inauspicious introduction to the city of Eureka. Mills came to Eureka after 30 years with San Diego PD, and he provided EPD with some stability following Gar Nielsen and the interim tenure of the now-retired Merle Harpum. The Humboldt Bay Fire Joint Powers Authority held a grievance hearing yesterday after firefighter Matt McFarland filed a grievance over the wearing of a Black Lives Matter pin on his uniform. Chief Bill Gillespie ordered McFarland to remove the pin because it was not related to the fire service, and the board agreed with him and upheld the chief's order. They ruled that the decision was consistent with the Firefighters' Bill of Rights Act and in accordance with established department policy. The California Highway Patrol has identified the victim in a single-vehicle fatal traffic collision on Highway 36 yesterday as Bridgeville resident Wendy Carroll. Carroll was headed westbound driving a Ford pickup truck when she allowed her vehicle to drift into the opposite lane before recrossing the roadway and then onto the grassy shoulder. The truck then slammed into a redwood tree and Carroll suffered immediate fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment is not considered a factor and the collision remains under investigation. Jordan Christmas has news from the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard will host a change of command ceremony this morning at 10 o'clock in McKinleyville, as Captain Gregory Fuller will take command from Captain Arthur Snyder. That ceremony will precede a memorial ceremony scheduled for this afternoon at 2. Then, crew members from Sector Humboldt Bay will honor the Coast Guardsmen who died in a helicopter crash on June 8, 1997, during a search and rescue mission. The pilots, Charles Thigpen and Jeffrey Crane, along with crew members Richard Hughes and James Keynes, all perished when the helicopter went down off the coast. A wreath will be laid at sea near to the location of the crash.
Thank you, Jordan. While the Coast Guard will host its ceremony today, the Humboldt Bay Harbor District and the County Office of Emergency Services will hold a training exercise on the bay behind the Bayshore Mall beginning at 9 o'clock. A dozen local, state, and federal agencies will be on hand for the training exercise that revolves around a fuel spill on the bay. The scenario will entail the use of the Joint Information Center, and the agencies get a chance to practice the coordination that will be needed in the event of an actual spill. The City of Rio Dell will host an open house meeting tonight from 6 until 8 at City Hall. Attendees can take the opportunity to learn about plans for a major street project funded through the Secure Rural Schools program. The city will make extensive modifications to Wildwood Avenue, Bellevue Avenue, and Davis Street, which will include new sidewalks, bike lanes, and the construction of a new intersection at Highway 101 and Wildwood. Public comment regarding the plans is welcome. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Billy Hansel has a new job. It looks a lot like his old job. He wears the same clothes, talks with many of the same people, and deals with many of the same workplace issues. Except now, when he walks into his office, he has to deal with all of the issues. Sheriff Hansel made his first appearance as the county's chief law enforcement officer on Talk Shop, and the talk turned to the adjustment needed to move from the number two position to the top spot. Hansel said,
running an operation, being a COO of an organization, is very structured, sometimes very black and white how you run things. And then when it comes time to, you know, dealing with the Board of Supervisors, the budget end of things, and then also meeting with different community members, you know, it could be a challenge. And so my schedule was very focused before I became sheriff, and now it's very loose.
Hansel said the first few weeks have been a time to settle in, learn some new things, and meet some new people. That includes meeting with all of the personnel employed by the sheriff's office.
One thing that's important to me is meeting with community groups, but also meeting with my own people. And so I'm making contact with trying to hit all 256 of my employees and discussing my the vision and where we want to take the organization and my customer service philosophy and my leadership philosophy. I think it's important because there's a lot of anxiety that occurs once a new leader takes over an organization.
You can listen to Sheriff Billy Hansel Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.